Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
We've spent a lot of time this week talking about the preparations for the 50th anniversary of the first human steps on the moon. That happens tomorrow. Lots of events up in Washington, D.C. They're turning the mall between the Capitol and the Washington Monument into a huge exhibition space. And there's a big light show up there that started last night and will continue through the weekend. But, you know, Virginia had a big role in getting Apollo 11 to the moon. And April Phillips is communications director at NASA Langley. And April, I'm so glad you can be with us this morning. I had to highlight the work of Virginians and this particular location, you know, tucked just south of Richmond, into our conversation. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm so glad you did, because a lot of people are not aware that NASA Langley is actually the birthplace of the human space flight program. Way before Apollo, back in Mercury, we trained and selected the first astronauts for that program. So we've been there from the beginning.
And what is left? What is NASA Langley doing now to carry on that tradition? I think people might be fascinated to find out about that.
Oh, we're still definitely right in the heart of it. We are now getting ready for Artemis. Artemis was the twin sister of Apollo. Mm-hmm. And we are now preparing to put the first woman and the next man on the moon. But we are not just going to the moon to plant a flag this time. We are going up there to sustain operations, and we are going to learn how to live and work in space so that we can reach the ultimate goal, which is human space flight to Mars and beyond.
I mean, it's a wonderful legacy to build on and to look forward to. Many people don't know about the museum that kind of highlights and illustrates the work that Virginians did 50 years ago. And the last time I was down there, I kind of wandered through the museum on my own and took note of a National Historic Site, which is at NASA Langley. And it's not open for the public, right?
It is not. Although we are looking at working with the city of Hampton mm-hmm. and starting public tours in the near future, but currently it is not open.
So in my recollection of the small plaque that's there was that this was a replica of the lunar surface that was built for the astronauts to practice their landing. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we had the Lunar Landing Research Facility. Mm-hmm. We call it the gantry. It's this huge structure. You can actually see it from outside NASA Langley. Mm-hmm. But what it was, and what it's still in use for the Apollo or for the Orion missions now for testing. But what it was back then, it was amazing. There was a recreation of the lunar surface. They suspended a capsule, the lunar excursion module. Mm-hmm. They suspended it on ropes in such a way that it was recreated the 1/6 gravity of the Earth, which is what the lunar gravity is.
Oh, wow.
And they were able to pilot the module the final 150 feet down to the surface of the moon. And it was so realistic that once the mission was over and Neil Armstrong came back, a reporter asked him, he said, what was it like to be on the moon? And he responded, like Langley. So we got it right back then. It's amazing.
Now, has it been used since, or is it just standing there as a tribute?
No, it's been used since. They've been using it for aircraft crash testing quite a bit. In fact, we just did a major crash test with a Fokker aircraft, and we had a bunch of crash test dummies in it. And so we're learning how to make crashes more survivable, working with the FAA. So it's been used for that. We've also been testing the Orion capsule, which will be used in the Artemis missions.
You know, when I was at the museum, April, I noticed that there were some older folks who were wandering through the museum. And, you know, when you're by yourself, you can't help but listen in on other people's conversations. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people that I encountered at the museum had worked at NASA Langley years ago, mm-hmm. and had stopped by to see how their work was being displayed. Do you find that that happens a lot, that the folks that we don't know about, the hidden figures, you know, to quote the movie,
right.
come back and reminisce? And is there an effort to capture their memories before these folks no longer are able to tell their story?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because absolutely. We have a very active alumni association, first of all, but we definitely made use of that as we have been working up to the Apollo 11 anniversary. And we've gone out and we've gotten their stories on video of multiple people who were involved in Apollo. And it's just amazing to hear their stories in their own words. And these are not the folks that, you know, you saw on TV, you know, these were not the astronauts. These were the people who worked behind the scenes, and it couldn't have been done without them. And so we've made their stories available on our NASA Langley YouTube channel. And it's just, it's so fascinating, and it's great to hear it directly from them.
The thinkers, the ones who were crunching the numbers, going through all the scenarios to make sure that we kept the astronauts safe. It is a great story, and it's a tribute to a lot of people who are still living here in Virginia. And I want to, you know, offer a salute to them this morning. April Phillips from NASA Langley. And before I let you go, anything special at your site this weekend? I've talked about the D.C. stuff that's going on, but.
Oh, we have so many. We have so many things going on in the Hampton Roads area. We have at Air Power Park in Hampton, we have a Little Joe rocket that's been restored, and they're going to have a celebration of that tomorrow. There are events in museums. We even have an art exhibit that's so there's just all kinds of events, and you can find those on our NASA Langley website.
April Phillips with NASA Langley. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.